Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Hope you're having a good day on this 19th day of August, and my heart is for you, and I'm so excited for you, and I'm grateful for you. I would just ask for your prayers for this podcast, and especially for my energy. I just really appreciate that. So thank you very much. Today, we're reading Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 18, which is half of the chapter in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. For the law, having a shadow of the good to come, not the very image of the things, can never, with the same sacrifices year by year, which they offer continually, make perfect those who draw near. Or else wouldn't they have ceased to be offered because of the worshipers, having once been cleansed, would have no more consciousness of sins? But in those sacrifices, there is a yearly reminder of sins. For it is impossible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sins. Therefore, when he comes into the world, Jesus says, "You didn't desire sacrifice and offering, but you prepared a body for me. You had no pleasure in whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. Then I said, 'Behold, I have come, and the scroll of the book is written of me to do your will, O God,'" from Psalm 40, verses 6 through 8. Previously saying, "Sacrifices and offerings and whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin you didn't desire, neither had the pleasure in them. Those were offered, those which are offered according to the law." Then he has said, "Behold, I have come to do your will." He takes away the first that he may establish the second, by which we will have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Every priest indeed stands day by day serving and offering often the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But he, when he has offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from that time waiting until his enemies are made the footstool of his feet. For by one offering, Jesus has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us after saying, "This is a covenant that I will make with them. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my laws on their heart. I will also write them on their mind," from Jeremiah 31, 33. Then he says, "I will remember their sins and their iniquities no more," from Jeremiah 31, 34. Now, where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you so much for distinguishing between the old covenant and the new covenant. The old covenant had to do with the letter of the law, and no matter how many sacrifices were made, it could never be fulfilled. The new covenant is this law of life, this covenant of life, where the perfect sacrifice once and for all, Jesus Christ, is entered into the heavens, sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, ever living to intercede for us, and has completed the work that you gave him to do. So I'm so grateful for that. And thank you for the gospel. And thank you for this state that we live in. And Lord, so many times I think we are ruled by our emotions, and we think that our emotions are truth. And sometimes our emotions are really loud, and they will berate us and say that we're not worth anything, or that we'll never get over that repetitive sin, or we'll never amount to anything, or we'll be just as bad as so-and-so. Those are all lies, but they sound really true. But they will cause us not to believe the truth of your word. The truth of your word, and I pray that you would help us to train ourselves in that, the truth of your word is this: that we are so loved by you that you gave your only begotten son, Jesus, to die for us and to be that sacrifice. That we don't have to, there's no more priests continually offering sacrifices. There's once and for all. And we can now live as children of God, unencumbered by sin and fully forgiven. I pray for my friend today that doesn't feel fully forgiven. It doesn't matter what they feel. The truth is they are 100% fully forgiven. Sins as far as east is from west, and made as white as snow if they were scarlet before. So Lord, we choose not to trust in our emotions or the words in our head or the lies spoken by the enemy of our souls. We choose to believe the truth. We are forgiven. We are your children, and we can walk in newness of life, and we have the Holy Spirit inside of us. who will never leave us, who will never forsake us, and who will lead us on this amazing sanctification journey. We rest in that today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you feel led to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. A bunch of different levels to support the podcast monthly at. If you would like to just give one time and like the thought of giving every month just kind of stresses you out, you can email my assistant Kristen at newsletter@marydemuth.com and she can give you some instructions there. I'm not a 501c3, so I can't give you a tax deductible receipt. So sorry about that. Maybe I should become one. I don't know. It's kind of a long process. But anyway, thanks so much. And thanks for praying for Pray Every Day.